March 15, the sowing and reaping of life. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow after righteousness, faith, charity, peace, and them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. 2 Timothy 2:22. A little time spent in sowing your wild oats, dear young friends, will produce a crop that will embitter your whole life. An hour of thoughtlessness, once yielding to temptation, may turn the whole current of your life in the wrong direction. You can have but one youth. Make that useful. When once you have passed over the ground, you can never return to rectify your mistakes. Satan transforms himself into an angel of light and comes to the youth with his specious temptations and succeeds in winning them step by step from the path of duty. He is described as an accuser, a deceiver, a liar, a tormentor, and a murderer. It is Satan's act to tempt you, but your own act to yield. It is not in the power of all the host of Satan to force the tempted to transgress. There is no excuse for sin. Temptation is not sin. Jesus was holy and pure, yet he was tempted in all points as we are, but with a strength and power that man will never be called upon to endure. In his successful resistance, he has left us a bright example that we should follow in his steps. If we are self-confident or self-righteous, we shall be left to fall under the power of temptation. But if we look to Jesus and trust in him, we call to our aid a power that has conquered the foe on the field of battle, and with every temptation he will make a way of escape. When Satan comes in like a flood, we must meet his temptations with the sword of the Spirit, and Jesus will be our helper and will lift up for us a standard against him. One wrong trait of character, one sinful desire cherished, will eventually neutralize all the power of the gospel. The pains of duty and the pleasures of sin are the cords with which Satan binds men in his snares. Those who would rather die than perform a wrong act are the only ones who will be found faithful. The youth may have principles so firm that the most powerful temptations of Satan will not draw them away from their allegiance.